such a frustrating year. I mean, really, right from the beginning of the season, you're behind the eight ball. You lose your star quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater, a player who I really think was ready to take the next step. You know, morale gets back up again. You acquire Sam Bradford, and then Adrian Peterson goes down. And it just seems that for whatever reason, there was always some obstacle in the way of this Vikings team once the 5-0 start happened. In fact, once that bye came, maybe that was the worst thing that happened in Minnesota. But look, this is a team that isn't very far away. They have some really good pieces. There are some things that need to get improved. Obviously, the offensive line, Adrian Peterson's future with the team, and some of these young wide receivers need to continue to step up. You'd love to see some more things from Laquon Treadwell, even though he battled injury this past season. So I don't think the Vikings are that far off from being in the playoffs again. Just a 2016 season that, quite honestly, the fates determined was not to be. I think Sam is only going to get better in this system, you know, especially now that Pat Shurmur's taken it over. And Pat made some nice adjustments from Norv, and that's not a knock on Norv, but he decided to emphasize the short passing game. Obviously, Sam set the NFL all-time record for completion percentage. But it's hard in this league to dink and dunk down the field on a continual basis and expect to win games. You have to get chunk plays, and that's an area beside Adam Thielen that they just weren't producing those types of things. Hopefully for the Vikings, they'll be able to get more shots downfield. It's what they had in mind, quite honestly, a couple years ago with Mike Wallace, although Mike had just never worked out with him either. But I think adding some more speed to that receiving core, and of course, you have to give the quarterback time to throw the football. And that was one of the biggest issues, and I understand how Pat had to adjust this offense to put Sam Bradford in position to succeed, to not get popped on every play. Hopefully for them, they can update this line, have to make a tough decision on Matt Khalil, whether he gets re-signed. Andre Smith, obviously, another free agent to be. So these are some tough decisions that the personnel department has to make. Big thing with the defense was they did get gouged in the running game at times. That's something I think that they'll need to continue to try to address. You look at some of these guys who are just really still entering their prime. I think Anthony Barr can get better. I think Xavier Rhodes can continue to get better. It was one of the deepest secondaries at cornerback in the NFL. And of course, Everson Griffin, pass rusher extraordinaire. Danelle Hunter is a guy who's going to be really good for years to come. Big question, of course, does Chad Greenway return for one more season in Minnesota? A lot of unfinished business for him. But even if he does call it a career, what a great career. What a great legacy he's left behind for the Vikings. They were my preseason Super Bowl pick, and they fell short. You know, I changed it right before the start of the season when Teddy Bridgewater went down. First, you have to decide, is Adrian Peterson coming back? Or are you going to be able to work out a restructured contract to keep him there? And if not, who is going to be carrying your running game? Matt Khalil's another big contract. Andre Smith's a big contract. And defense, you want to continue to maintain and build up for the future. You don't have a first-round draft pick, because of the trade for Sam. It looks like Sam's going to be your starting quarterback. Where does Teddy Bridgewater fit into all this? I'll tell you this, a lot more questions than answers right now about the Minnesota Vikings entering the 2017 offseason than there have been in recent years. And let's not forget, too, this division has gotten better. The Detroit Lions made the postseason. The Green Bay Packers made the postseason. And I really believe the Chicago Bears will be an improved team in 2017 as well. So not going to be easy, but Mike Zimmer's the right guy. Rick Spielman's the right guy for the job. They'll just try to get it done.